So okay, so that's we've covered
so
that.
So what? You wanted to fuck Britney Spears number one?
I had a Mandy Moore
face. I used to jack off to some. There was some picture in like Trans World Skateboarding
of Britney Spears.
Of Britney Spears. It might have been her album cover actually.
That was a good one. In
the first one where she's like squatting.
No, the first one she's in the schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah, but she's like sitting down.
Cross-legged.
I think I jacked off to that when I was like 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I jacked off to all her videos. The red leather jumpsuit.
I jacked off to everything in Trans World Skateboarding.
Yeah, just the trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Pictures of the little World Industries guy.
The little flame.
The little flame guy, yeah.
The drip of water.
Uh-huh. I thought it was for trans people.
Of course. You were trying to be an ally.
Yeah.
By beating off to everything in this magazine.
The Trans World Skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was the video where she's like on a cliff and it's like, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. And it's supposed to be like a touching, but her abs are looking mighty good.
You jerked off to her abs?
Bro, when you're 13, you're beating off to every part of a woman.
So the first single was Baby
Chief
One used More
every
Time.
Part of Buffalo, my man.
Baby
Chief
One
beat
More
off to every part of Buffalo.
True. The first single, Baby One More Time, mm-hmm. Hit Me Baby One More Time. The second one was Sometimes I Run, Sometimes I Hide. And then in between the two videos,
I remember that one.
She got double D fakes.
Did
right?
she?
Yeah. Ooh. She showed up at that second video wearing a white crop top mock turtle.
Ooh,
short
fuck.
Sleeve.
That's a nice
and
look.
She had no titties in the first one.
Uh-huh.
And then she had enormous titties.
The titties
in the
on Blarao.
And that was a very pivotal moment in my life.
You know what? Yeah. It's
the red leather jumpsuit.
I'm spoiled, but double D's, not enough. I'm serious.
Not
what
enough.
What about Julia Vins, dude? She doesn't have double D's.
I know. She doesn't have any tits at all. She looks terrible.
I
her whole body
princess.
Is disgusting.
But she's the face of a baby.
Only because she's like a deformed Chernobyl mutant.
He wants to fuck a weirdo.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A million
yeah.
times.
I listen. I always listen.
No, you
I'm
weren't,
always
bitch.
Listening.
But I thought you liked that.
You're not serious about double
so
D's
like
not being
ease?
Big enough.
And more.
Yeah, you gotta have huge ass tits. I mean, I'm not saying it should be against the law, but like. You know, I mean, it should be against the culture.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Legally, you should be able to walk the streets.
Yeah, you know. Do whatever you want.
You should be accosted by the
police. In the privacy of your own home.
Right, right. What two consenting little-tittied adults want to do in the privacy of their own home.
I like to go up to women who are breastfeeding when they got, like, you know, they're fully packed bags,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I go up to them and I say, you better keep them like that, you know?
Or else.
And they think I'm talking about the kid. You know,
keep
and,
it cute.
And she's like, they grow up so fast. I'm like, no, they get smaller after you're done. They fucking deflate and get saggy. And then the smile slowly fades from her face. And she realizes that there's a hole cut in one of my pockets.
And your left hand is moving furiously.
Yeah, yeah. And then my elbow is on the way of my waist. You know, that whole situation.
Yeah, classic. You're in the library.
Your knuckles are threatening to bust through the seams of your khakis.
Yeah.
Your Dockers.
Like, how did you even get in here? You don't have a boarding pass. I'm like, one of my friends is a bag carrier. That's me in through the employee entrance when I come into the breastfeeding area. Here at beautiful Hartfield Jackson.
It's a lot
so
harder.
I can stress upon these beautiful Southern bells how important it is to keep your big full bags.
To keep them milk jugs. Keep them fucking topped off. Top off that titty for me.
Yeah. Ladies, what keep is, them titties.
Can you pump milk
off.
Back into a titty? How about that for making sure they stay big?
Yeah.
Take some fucking whole
I think
milk
they'll come
from
out
the grocery store.
Naturally.
I had to unfollow Randolyn.
Oh, no.
She
why?
She keeps posting pictures of her and, like, I guess one of Fetty Wap's friends. And it's
that's
like
perfect.
It's like the team together forever. It's even you know that single.
Right, absolutely.
Together until you foolishly get a tattoo in like elongated cursive on your fucking forehead. You know, it says
Max bitch.
The garbage man.
So you're mad that she got a boyfriend.
No, I'm not mad that she got a boyfriend, but
yeah,
it's like
you
I don't follow your account to see anything. I don't want
you are
to
mad.
Know that
it's one of the Remy boys.
I'm mad that she's coming up in my feed. That's not pictures of a medically large ass.
Yep. Monty.
Monty's fucking Randolin.
Monty.
That cocksucker that he puts on every track. That song was good so much Monty. Better with Drake.
Is that the guy that says the numbers? That's his job?
70, yeah.
17, man, look, I know this is going to be hard for you, but I need you to say at least four numbers. Oh, damn. All right. 17, 38. And they're like, is that four? They're like, technically, I mean, it's two, but we're going to let it slide. Yeah. You did good, you know? So just you keep doing your thing.
Now go fuck Randolin.
Damn, dude. She's taking a
go
lower,
bust the nut in one of the creases
tier,
in her ass.
A lower tier fucking.
That's dude. I'm sorry the girl you're in love with has a boyfriend.
I'm not in love with either of
you. You don't love them hoes?
I do get mad anytime someone has a boyfriend.
Me too.
Without my permission.
100%. You know? Although, you know what? I want to be I would love to be a side bitch. That's my destiny, dude.
For another guy?
No, you just fuck some. Yeah, fuck some guys.
No, it's
I'm
never
talking
nice.
About being the daily driver, you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Just sort of sex in exchange for a base level of emotional support. I'll get you to work, you know, and back. Maybe
no, I don't
buy
want
some
that.
Groceries.
No, I want fun little getaways with somebody else's.
I can't wait to be a fucking awful stepdad.
It hurts feelings after a while.
You think so, dude?
Yeah. I've been in that situation where I've
You're emotionally fragile.
Maybe.
I'm an alpha dog.
Now, you think you've been in a situation where you've cucked another man, but all you are is in a situation where you're not good enough to be the one in the relationship.
No, I've been another man. Anybody. I've been another man multiple times, and it doesn't...
But you know...
Okay, well, here comes the fake empathy. Let's hear it. Go. This is my favorite part. Where here's me doing something bad, and then I go, actually, it doesn't feel good to do that.
Yeah,
I was stealing from this homeless black lady the other day, and I was like, this is like, in a way, if you think about it, it's kind of fucked up.
Man. Shut up.
To steal money from a charity for a homeless
person. You should make fun of me. I deserve it.
Yeah. I actually deserve this. You know, if you think about it in a way.
Shut up.
I deserve to be made fun of.
On that one, yeah, I do.
No, psych. I probably want to get booed up, dude, sometime soon. You know,
I just want to fucking
hit a fucking pumpkin patch with the girl,
get in shape, become a gay icon. You know, hang out with me and Mark Wahlberg, hanging out together,
getting sucked off by men.
We're the straight guys that they all wish they could be.
You gotta start
Mark
kissing,
Wahlberg, holding hands in the gym together, spotting each other, saying racist shit in the locker room. Because in there, you understand. There's a code. That Billy Bush violated. The Mark Wahlberg locker room code.
Yeah, dude.
Yep. That fucking rat. If I ever see Billy Bush in the streets, it's on site.
Honestly,
I'm fucking you up, Billy Bush.
Honestly, worse than what his uncle did in Iraq.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
He invaded the privacy of Donald Trump.
I agree.
Give a fuck about the Levant.